Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a
What's going on, y'all? Hey, doggone it, you here? This is the Ask Rosebud show. No, I'm sorry. This is Down and Dirty. Man, I've been doing so much today. This is Down and Dirty show. You know, I got hella shit to talk about tonight. But let me get all this bullshit out the way. You know, you can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com or you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. And you can always check my site out, AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. And you can find a lot of information about what you want to do, what you might want to do, what you can do, you know, when you're trying to catch. Now, don't sleep, whatever you do, don't sleep on them MP3 files that CD Baby got in my audiobook, Rosebud's American Pimp. What really makes that book so dope, excuse me, is the questions that you might get from listening. See, they're put into perspective by the rules that I developed into my 27 rules to become a master at this game. And those rules always would come to me after I'd been in some kind of, you know, involved thinking to keep it pimping. You understand? And, you know, when I'm done with that, and I get to think about that. See, I look back at it and have pleasure, wonderful, just beautiful thoughts about being in the game. You know, if you real, this is only if you real. People like Sinful, he can't claim what I'm going to say. Hold on, this 713 said, nigga, I got a question for your ass now. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Bitterdose?
Nothing. I mean, good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Hey, man, I just wanted to say I enjoy what you do. You're doing a good job. And, you know, I've been watching a few of your recent videos. I just want to say you're not getting angry, you know. That's people talking like hoes, you know. Are you mad? You mad? You angry? You're not angry. You passionate. They ain't seen you angry yet. So keep doing what you're doing,
yeah. Sir. Hey, my brother, I'm glad you said that because I'm going into that tonight, man. That's truly, I'm passionate, man. I believe in this game, you know, and I ain't going to get mad at you. I just ain't fucking with you if I don't like you. But if you got the nerve to open your mouth about this game, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come at you if it ain't right now. You know, you just said, even though it was kind of a compliment, I really appreciate that, but you just said the truth. Thanks, man. You got
anything else?
You got any...
No,
go
sir.
Ahead.
I'm going to enjoy the show. No, I'm
all right,
the show.
Man.
Thank you.
All right, man. That's what's up. Hey, see, well, that make me feel good. I mean, of course, anybody want a compliment if that's the case. Nah, it ain't about no compliment. It's about, God dang it, I didn't mean to get right into this right now, but I'm going to do it. It's really about okay. This is about game. This is about how to have game, how to execute game, how to let game play out, how to not get killed, how to motherfucking sit there, be in the battle and everything, be part of the battle, but live to see tomorrow. Because, listen to this. You remember being sinful was going through that shit. And you remember all that shit he said about me was whatever it was. But do you also remember that I said a few things about him? Now, what I'm saying is this is game. I could have got mad. I could have came on his show and argued with him and had all whoever like him fucking, you know, believe whatever they believe still. But I knew game. See, the truth is going to outlive a lie. And what I'm saying is when once I had, you know, said all I had to say, you know, and everybody's seeing whatever, man, I didn't care. You know, I'm through with that shit. I went on with what I'm doing. I started SW. You see what I did since that? I done did a lot of shit since that. But what I'm saying is here I am minding my own business, and all of a sudden this nigga's back in the doggone news again. What he in the news for? Everybody roasting him because of his lies, everything he's saying. You know how he be faking. Come on, 913, let me see what you want. What's up?
Hey, Rosebud, I'm glad you was talking about this, but I'm adding on to this because I wanted to talk before they thought you paid me to call in. My uncle came to me the other day. He said, man, I was watching The Godfather. And he said, I'm still learning shit from that. And he's 80 years old. And what I'm saying, Rosebud, the thing you talk about is going to be heard by our kids, the listener kids, for years to come. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You see, I ain't interrupting you.
Hey, I'm telling you. I said, man, and when you was talking about that simple thing, I never heard of him until you brought it up. Man, you're giving out free advertisement. Imagine if Michael Jordan was talking about Xavier Woolrich. You saying, who the fuck is Xavier Woolrich?
Hey, wait.
My point.
See, no. Okay, what's your point?
Nobody don't know who he is.
Yeah, but stop. Listen, you don't know who he is. Now, take Michael Jordan. If he mentioned Xavier, whoever the fuck you're talking about, and somebody started looking at Michael Jordan do his thing and Xavier do his thing, then they would see why Michael Jordan is way sharper than that motherfucker. And I don't even know who Xavier is because I don't follow that shit. What I'm saying is, when you got a motherfucker kicking shit and unsuspecting people are listening, because this motherfucker got hella more people listening to him than me, and what I'm saying is the people listening to him is going for what he's saying. So what I'm saying is I'm not giving him advertising. I'm attracting his listeners, bro. I got way more motherfucking game than you giving me credit for. I am not attacking that nigga, and I am not giving him advertisement. You may indeed have only heard of him because I mentioned him, but there's thousands of motherfuckers that's going to hear this podcast that fucks with him, and they're going to see how fake he is because I'm talking about him. Now, what I'm saying is when you're an old motherfucker, like you say, they're going to be listening to me from years to come. You be cool. And you I'll let you say everything you had to say. And I see all the holes in it because of one thing. I'm Bud. My shit is straight laced. I know when a motherfucker listen to me, they're going to see what I'm talking about or not. I'm not going to be trying to fake on them and have them follow me because I'm making up some kind of goddamn story about my past. I'm going to tell them, look me up, listen to me, follow through. I'm a motherfucker on here every Thursday and Sunday. And what I'm saying is you can check me. You spend $1,000 with me. You don't hear nobody. Man, motherfuckers be spending $1,000 at a time with me. And you don't hear nobody goddamn complaining. I'm saying as far as sinful, when you got to promote yourself through lies, the shit you're promoting is going to show that you're a liar sooner or later. So what I'm saying and why I'm talking about him, because I didn't really start, I did on this show, it was talking about him, but I didn't really start talking about him. The motherfuckers that you know, about this game that really made mistakes. You know, I had people, you know, dogging me because of that shit, man. Talking about I was hating on that. No, motherfucker, I could see through muddy waters, fly dry land. I saw he was a faggot. I saw he was lying. I saw he ain't had nam bitch. And every time I said that, y'all thought I was mad or hating. No, I got fucking game. And what I'm saying is, right now today, bro, you might not have heard of him, but if you look, you know, follow social media or whatever, I really don't know which videos are doing it. People then called me and told me this. What I'm saying is they roasted him. All the doggone dudes in the streets, they talking about they ain't never seen him. They talking about he a child molester. They talking about he went to the pen for fucking with a 15-year-old, and when he was in the pen, he was in PC the whole time. But well, what I'm saying, this nigga got thousands of motherfuckers listening to him, telling them about don't do this, you know, don't, if you're really about the game, blah, 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 don't do that, don't fuck the bitch, you know, all this stupid shit. I ain't letting that nigga say that goddamn shit, bro. You know, I'm sorry I went
right,
on that
man.
Little rampage, man.
Oh, no, no, calm down, bro. I'm listening. You gotta relax. Hey, take a breath. Hey, because I listen to your podcast, nigga. I relax and take this shit in. Hey, man.
Go ahead.
I listen to your shit because it's reality. I don't sleep in mosses. I don't drink spoiled milk. Hey, I don't run into windows. This is real shit. All this stuff coming on TV has got adults looking stupid. I listen to your shit every Thursday and Sunday just to chime in because it's real shit. Keep it up, my
brother. Hey, brother, that's some good shit to hear. That's some really good shit to hear. And let me tell you something, man. Do me a favor. Hit my email later, astrosbud@gmail.com. Make sure you put 913. So, oh, goddamn it, wait a minute. No, you can't put 913 now because I just told that number. You gotta
put, you just told half the state.
Yeah, I just told everybody. You got to put the last four digits of your number. And so I know it's you, man. I gotta bless you with something, man. I got something for you. Do
hey,
that
you
shit after the game.
Me, man. Yeah, I got you.
Huh?
What's your email?
AskRosebud@gmail.com. Rosebud got two D's in it.
Hey, for the listeners, I got something for you too, Rosebud. I'm good. I'm going to bless you back. All right, man.
For sure. So, you guys, you know, when I, okay, 646, what's happening with you?
Yes, hey, how you doing? This is NYC Noche Gia. I just want to give you homage, you know, you someone made it through life and just say happy Black History Month, and I've been listening to your show for some time, and it's really helped me just look at life from a different perspective and just really appreciate life and just things and really put it together. I'm speaking live, and I'm not reading anything. I'm speaking through my tongue.
Let me ask you something, bro. You heard about SWU?
Yes.
What you think about
that? I read
a
little
that?
Bit about it. I really don't know.
No, listen, wait. I'm not asking you what do you think about the school because you may or may not know about the school. What I'm asking you is what do you think about that concept?
I think it's empowering. It's phenomenal for us.
Hey, okay. That's all I was asking. I mean, I didn't ask for the positive, what you said, but I'm saying I just want to know what you thought because – what I'm saying, you guys, is you got to understand what's happening when you're dealing with
yes.
me. I am actually giving you all the scary aspects of doing shit,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I'm
precisely.
Showing you how to miss the bullshit. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
people come in and they start misleading you. They start, like sinful. He's misleading you. And if you take any of his advice, you're going to run into the wall he didn't ran into. Because now what are you hearing? All the things that I was saying, you know, against him being confirmed by other people. They got people that grew up with him, that know him as Philip. And they know that he got his money from inheritance when one of his people passed. And he moved away from his hometown And the next thing the dudes that grew up with him knew, no, he was this big pimp that got chose by an invisible hoe. Some hoe that was somewhere that sent him some money
sir.
What?
I have a quick thing. I really appreciate that you're on air and you're a voice to a lot of us. A lot of us men are a challenge, African-American men, and, you know, we're looking for an opportunity to do something very optimistic in life and not to be bemused by a lot of negative connotations in the media, but to really do something very empowering in life for our heritage. And I'm very happy that I learned about you through the Hughes Brothers and through Andre L. Taylor, and just by reading about you, and your courses are very essential. I think that if you can't afford the whole course, you should buy one course at a time and really study it due diligently, because it will impact a great wealth of knowledge for the longevity, because you're here and you've went through some traumatic and some phenomenal things. And I get a glimpse. I've only got an inkling of just of some of the things you've experienced just by reading and listening, and, you know, and the beat goes on. And I'm going to step off now, brother.
Hey, let me say something before you step off.
Okay.
Everything you were saying was really complimentary. But let me tell you something, man. I can't let you get off without telling you, man. Hit me later after this. Just like I told that other brother, man, hit me. Because real shit is real shit. And now I'm probably not going to do it no more. Hit my email, man. I got something for you. Same shit I got for the other brother. Hit my email, put your area code, let me know that I spoke to you tonight, and then, you know, I got something for you. But all you other cats, you can see the formula, but it's dead now. And even if we try it on another show, it's probably going to be dead. I can recognize real shit when I hear it. And what's real is that what he said actually is what I'd be trying to do. I'd be trying to help dudes. I'd be trying to make dudes see that the only fear that you should have is the fear of being scared. That's the only fear you should have. So let me get into, I talk so much shit and I get so much stuff happen. I ain't even got into what I want to talk about. Excuse me. Tonight, of course, we're going to go deeper into the obstacles that, you know, we all are faced with in this jungle that we call dating. Or catching bitches, whatever you call it. And I want to ask you something, because I am just a firm watcher of Wild Kingdom. I can watch Wild Kingdom all day for hours at a time. And I was watching it last night. That's why I'm asking you this. I saw something that absolutely blew my mind. You know the lion is the king of beasts. You know that motherfucker can tackle an elephant. First, we all know that only the female lions hunt. Now, this is like one of them big, whatever that motherfucker was with them horns. And, you know, the female lions already got him, you know, to where they almost finna get him. The lion, the male lion, be sitting back, and then all of a sudden he say, "Man, I'm tired of this shit." Then he run in, jump, bring this motherfucker down. Then all the female lions leave. They leave, and he get to munch for about until he like get up and look at them or whatever, and then they come. What I'm saying is this: the lion is the king of beasts. But do you think, you know, on that desert in the dry season when all the water has dried up and there's only little puddles of water and the water might be 1 foot deep and it might be an area of water, you know, whatever, 20 feet or whatever, yards or whatever of water, but it's not deep water. And there's like fucking ducks. There's ducks in this water, and the lion is hungry. Now, of course, we all know lions and shit, they don't really like water, but it ain't like they can't swim. So this motherfucker is doing he's crouched, He's going in to get his fucking meal because they're sitting ducks. So my question to you is, somebody please answer this question before I give you the answer. But my question is, can a lion catch a duck in that shallow water when he's hungry? Somebody, come on. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys are something. Let me tell you something. No, he can't. I would have risked being wrong, and I would have guessed that he can. Because it's not deep water. I would have used all kind of analogies to make myself think that I'm making the right choice. So what I'm saying is, I'm thinking since it's not deep water, and a lion has vision that's 8 times sharper than a human, and at night, well, at night it's 8 times sharper than a human, in the daytime it's only like 6 or something like that sharper. But at night, it gets even sharper. So I know all this because I watch this shit. And I'm saying, because they asked this question, and I said, hell yeah, he can catch the, you know, he's going to eat. Man, what they was talking about is protection. Nature gives you your own protection. You know, the little wild dogs, they travel in packs of 20 or 30, and they could travel, they could run continuously for 3-4 miles. That gazelle that they chasing can run hella fast, but he can only run for like a quarter mile. So what they do is just wear them down, and they always end up catching who they want, and they eat them. But what I'm really saying is these fucking ducks, they just, you know, swimming in the water, and I say, oh, man, this fucked up. And the lion go to get one, and all the ducks at the same time ducked under the water. Now, the lion is over here on the left, and when he used his vision to look, because they didn't duck away, he don't see them. Why? Because them ducks is all the way over on the right. So he said, oh, I see what they doing. So he try to trap them. And he do whatever he do to catch his food. And them motherfucking ducks did it again. Went down under and got away. Next thing that lion knew, they was way over there. That lion got out the water and went on about his goddamn business because he seen he wasn't finna eat those sitting ducks. Now, these ducks can fly. Why didn't any of them get out the water and fly away? Because them ducks knew that when they do some shit like that, that lion will leap up there and catch them because they can only fly away at this particular speed. And the lion can time it. Since it ain't deep water, he definitely can use his bottom feet to push up and catch him. So the safest place for him is hiding in plain sight. That's some fly shit to me. Because that's what I be talking about. I'm hiding in plain sight. As men in today's world, you know, we in a jungle. And if you don't think like that, you ain't catching. We ain't going to mount our whole, we're not going to mount our woman or whoever we catch head over our mantle, but you know, we're hunters. And I believe the biggest problem, the most serious problems that you guys have is being able to focus on who you are. And, you know, for tonight, I guess that could be our topic, focus and preparation. But what I'm saying is when you know, dating or you're on the prowl or, you know, especially in this society, you have to know hella shit about socially accepted aspects of people. Now, the lion, he only needs to know one thing. and that he's hungry. And right now he could be laying down. He didn't eat. He just sitting there. You know, every little prey, they could come right next to him. But if he ain't hungry, fuck you. Fuck you. He ain't going to let you tread on his territory. I mean, not his big territory, but his immediate vicinity. He going to say, whatever, and he's going to get your ass away. But that's all he going to do. Because he don't give a fuck. Let that motherfucker get hungry. And see what he do. What I'm saying is, if you and I are lions and females are our prey and we're hungry, don't you think we want to catch one? I'm saying you guys better start watching Wild Kingdom, because that young male lion that then got kicked out of that pride because Pops ain't having no motherfuckers whose dick get hard around his bitches. You got to learn how to hunt. You got to learn how to bring this prey down so you can eat. And until you get a pride of bitches working for you, you're not going to get to eat if you don't know how to do this. So what I'm saying is, you could think that the lion is just, you know, just letting the bitches do the work. No. The lion is overseeing the work that the bitches is doing. And as long as they handling their business, he'll sit back and wait till they bring the prey down. And once they do, he going to walk over there. They going to move out his way, and they going to let his ass eat. Now, you got to understand what I'm talking about, why this shit is important. You know, I express where I'm at by trying to get you to see the importance in being aware of all things going on. And I really want you to be aware of yourself. I really want you to be aware of what you're doing. So then, just like that lion that was in the water trying to get the ducks, was hungry as fuck, and these are sitting ducks, he deals with nature too. And he knows that nature has provided these ducks with a way to get away. And if he wastes hella time trying to catch these motherfuckers, he ain't going to be strong enough to catch the motherfucking shit that he could really eat. So he tried one, two, whatever. Man, fuck these ducks. And he's gone. This is how you're supposed to be. This is how you're supposed to work. You know, when you begin the first part of my course, you'll immediately see where I'm at. You know, when I say that I want you to be aware of what you want, I ain't talking about you wanting pussy. Everybody know you horny. I'm talking about paying attention to what you want as a result of your new outlook on having confidence. Well, maybe some of y'all ain't got no new outlook. But I'm talking about the motherfuckers that fuck with me have a new outlook. And they look at shit through the lenses of having this new confidence. See, you guys hear it, and you just simply want confidence. That's why none of y'all have any. You don't have no, you just simply want confidence. In my course, it teaches you that you got to have a specific purpose that you want to use your confidence for. Because what I actually teach you is not brand new shit. So if you really want to, look up confidence. Some of them motherfuckers say this or that, but they don't say what I say. They don't show you what I show you in real life situations to where that goddamn shit can work for you. But if you want to do what some fucking pickup artist is saying, go ahead. You know, I think if you got a specific purpose for having the confidence, once you get the confidence for that purpose, it's going to branch out to everything you think and do. But first, you got to see you can need it and get it and handle it. You know, you got to be careful when you're out there hunting. And you got to do things in a specific way. Hold on, I'm hiccuping. God damn it, I got it. Hold on, I got to drink some water. So, if you ever paid attention to those Wild Kingdoms shows, you'll just notice that no matter what kind of prey it is, the lion or any predator, they hunt in the same way. The little dogs, the big lions, the leopards, all of them, the hawks, all of them hunt in the same. I mean, they don't do the same thing. They have different ways of doing it. But once they get in that mode, they're hunting, they focused in on what they're doing. There's like 700 birds flying right now, and this fucking eagle can focus in on one of them. Oh, dude, you got to learn how to do that shit. And if you do, you'll be cool. You got to be careful. You just got to be careful. So, no matter what's going on around an animal or a hunter, which you are, you have to be focused on what you're looking for. And you cannot get distracted easily. You just got to be that way when you're out. You can't be distracted by this fine bitch and this fine bitch. You got to make sure that the goddamn women that you are being distracted by are having some sort of quality that distracts you besides them looking good. Because if you get distracted by that, how much work you going to put in? You got to get distracted by somebody giving you action. So once you hone in on her, some woman of your choice, you just approach her because you've been, you know, waiting for this. And even though she may be alone when you meet her, the moment she figures out you hunting, she going to go into hiding mode and she going to try to blend in with her surroundings and to the best of her ability, make it difficult, if not impossible, to catch her. And your job is to get her out of blending in. You got to get her out of that mentality. And you got to make her want to show you her so that you can catch her. But if you don't realize she's blending in now, and what you have to do is show her you know how to deal with a bitch blending in, and when you do, she'll laugh. You know, and maybe one or two statements later, she'll relax. And if you don't know what to look for when she relaxed, you'll miss that she relaxed. And when you miss it, I mean, when she does relax, you got about 2-3 minutes. You know, you ain't got to rush it. But you got about 2-3 minutes when she's in that relaxed mode to get her to really get on the page you on. That's why you got to be paying such close attention to her when you're talking to her, so you can see all this shit. Now, most of you guys are like in the first 25% of learning this stuff that I'm talking about. I'm talking about most of the guys that took my course. You know, you're just in the basics, and I'm not mad at you. Those of you that didn't take the course, you're not even in the basics. You think you are, and when you get the course, you'll see how much simple shit you really don't know. What that course does is break these things down that you think are so magnanimous, you can only pretend to have it. You pretend to have confidence. No, you could really have some confidence. But that requires you to put an effort more than lip service. And when you get to this point, you know, basics do you very little good when it comes to actually catching your prey. But you got to get to that point to learn how to actually catch your prey. And you guys aren't even at that point because you're lying to yourself all the time, making yourself believe that you did this or did that and you're doing this or doing that because you know what it is to do. You explain it, you define it, but you don't do it. You just don't. doing it is a talent. It's a talent that you're going to learn as you develop an appetite for as much or as many women as you can stand to have. But if you don't develop this appetite through consciously thinking certain things, you're just not going to be able to do it. But see, these things are the things that my course teach you. I teach you, you know, how to actually elevate what you think about women from they just pussy. I teach you that. I got conversation in MP3s to let you see how easily a conversation is established. And I have systems that if you use them, it's about conversation. If you use them, your ass is going to catch. And the cold part about it is no one takes note that I've been selling this shit for 9 years. And not one of you have ever heard any negative, except that I didn't like sinful and that I'm angry and all that kind of punk ass motherfucking shit. What the fuck? I don't care about that shit. And you can think that I don't care about you, but I do. Okay, 832. I'm coming at you. What's up, man?
What's up, Uncle Bud?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, you speaking on some shit I just got through doing, man.
What's
mall.
That? What's that?
I was at the mall shooting at females, man, and I noticed myself being rusty. I was rusty like the first five. I'm like, damn, man, I ain't did this in a while. But I'm like, okay, shit, you can't cook with cold grease. So after I started warming up, man, the shit just started flowing. Like it's supposed to flow, and I finally caught me one out of 12.
Well, wait. Why you ain't been doing that all the time? You said you haven't been doing it. I just, go ahead.
Let me tell you, because I've been working a whole bunch of overtime, so I ain't really been having a lot of spare time to do what I like doing. I've been at work.
Okay.
The past 2 weeks.
Hey, hold up. You ain't got to say nothing else. That's something good to say. I understand that. You've been working. Putting your work in at work. I love that. Taking care of your business. So, you didn't let it bother you that you know, seeing you wasn't warmed up. You just knew you needed to warm up. And you did warm up. And wait a minute.
Yeah, but
and when you warmed
okay.
Can you wait a minute, man? When you warmed up, you saying you ended up catching one, right?
Yeah, because it started to flow off my tongue about it. It's just like being
Hold up. I'm finna ask you something, man. What's your definition of catching?
My definition of catching is really getting a female's attention and getting her involved in what it is that you have to say and what it is that you're thinking and how far you're trying to go with her. And once you really get her in tune into where you trying, what direction you're trying to take her into, I believe you're lightweight right there. Ready to catch her.
Stop right there. Do you hear what you just said? Once you did all the shit, whatever, then you're ready to catch her. So everything you explain is in preparation to catch. So what I'm asking you, do you know what catching is? Because the reason I'm asking you that, you said after you warmed up, you know, you ended up catching a bitch. And I didn't want to say you didn't do shit. Listen, I didn't want to say you didn't do shit. You just was happy that you got a bitch to talk to you. Because I'm saying, without you telling me, that's all you got. You might have got a phone number, but the bitch ain't yours. So how did you catch her?
Because I could tell that she was headed towards my direction, man. Everything that I was saying, I could just tell by the way that she
Stop, bro. Bro, I'm not saying she wasn't giving you the action that you thought you were seeing. I'm saying you didn't catch her because you don't know what catch means. So you're confusing your – how is she already caught?
Because once I go ahead and get that phone call tonight, I already know what I'm going to do. I already know what I'm going to say. I don't know word for word what I'm going to say, but I got a good idea of what I'm going to say
Hey, hold on. I'm feeling you right there. So you saying you know she called. You just waiting on that phone call.
Yeah, just by the way.
Hold up. I don't need all that. I'm asking you what I'm asking you. So where are you at, in Texas?
No, I used to stay there. I'm in Atlanta now.
Okay. So you like, well, hold on, I'm in Cali. You 2 or 3 hours ahead of me?
3.
Okay.
No,
so it's like after. Listen, man, it's after 9 o'clock. It's almost 10 o'clock where you at.
Yeah, it's 9
And your goddamn ass, your ass is still sitting up there making yourself believe that some bitch you talked to at the mall earlier today is going to call you.
But, man, you ain't gonna kill this energy, man. I'm getting that bitch tonight. Period.
Hey, bro, I didn't say you wasn't gonna get the bitch. Bro, I did not say you was not going to get the bitch. That's not even my point. I already told you what my point was. My point is you don't know what catching means. It doesn't mean, let's say we keep kicking it, and you learn what catching is, and then you go catch because you do have action. What I'm saying is what you're talking about is putting the cart before the horse. The horse got to be in front of the cart so the horse can pull the cart. What am I telling you then, since you can accept it?
You're telling me, in your opinion, I haven't called. And I accept your opinion. That don't mean I agree with it, though. But I accept
Hey, wait. I am saying that. But why? What do you do about it?
I'm not understanding the question.
What I'm saying is, if I'm telling you that I don't think you caught, and you think you did catch, and you're not, you know, you're accepting what I say, but you ain't going for it. What I'm saying is this. Did or have the bitch called? No. Did or have you had any indication to believe? Look, man, you know, I know it's getting a little late, so I'm going to call you a little bit later because I've been busy, some kind of text. You ain't getting none of that. Confidence is. Okay, you did.
This is how I know I called the bitch, because she said, I want you to call me right now. That's what she said. She said, call me right now so I can have your number. Call me right now.
What time was that?
That was about 2 hours ago. She's at work, though. She at work.
When she get off?
I saw her at work on the club. She said she'll be off.
When she get off?
Hours ago. She said.
Youngster, listen. I like your energy. I like the confidence. So what you do, call back in tomorrow, Sunday, and let me know you caught her. I'll give you kudos, man. 8388, I started to say your motherfucking area code. Call back in, man. Don't call me with no lie.
Can I add something?
What's that?
You know why I'm so energetic and I'm so confident in the fact that I know I caught that bitch?
Why?
That's because of what I had to go through to get to her. You know what I'm saying?
Quit making me guess, man.
I put forth all the energy talking to the bitch, the 12 or 11 bitches that I talked to before I talked to her. I did what most niggas ain't, you know, brave enough to do. They ain't got the balls to do. So, you know what I'm saying?
Which is what? Shit,
approach a bitch, man. Be confident enough to approach and get in any woman's face and be confident that what they got to say is important enough for this bitch to listen.
Hey, fuck you, young nigga. Let me tell you what you do, man. Hey, hold on. 786, what's up with you, man?
Hey, what's up, bud? What's going on with it, man? Hey,
nothing
hey, bud,
too much.
Man, it's funny you have this conversation with the caller, because me and my cousins, man, we were just talking about, you know what I'm saying, what is really catching the bitch. And a lot of niggas think that, you know what I'm saying, catching the bitch is, you know what I'm saying, getting the bitch phone number. You know, I mean, that's really don't really mean shit. Because a bitch give out her number to any nigga. Y'all really
hey,
mean
hey, hey, hold up, caller.
786.
Yo.
What is your definition of catching a bitch?
Catching a bitch to me is when the bitch want to fuck with you. She make a determination. She's like, she let you know, like, I want to fuck with you. And then you can handle her.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, let's say you talking to a broad and you say, you got to let me know you want to fuck with me. See, to her, that's giving her all kind of ways to skate or get around what you're saying. And to me, that's saying you scary. Because catching a bitch is when the bitch will do what the fuck you want her to do. Help you, whatever. Come over, clean up, whatever. I ain't saying that's what you look for.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the only time you have caught that bitch is when that bitch does what you say. When you say it. After that, you got her. But now, before that, you at her. You haven't caught her. You're at her.
Right.
Hey, 832, do you understand that?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Hold on, both of you. You understand that as far as what I was saying, as far as why I kept impressing on you that you hadn't caught her. You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. To that degree, yeah.
Okay. So, 786, you got anything else? Because you brought up a hell of a point, man. That's why I had to take
it. Hey, but, man, let me just tell you something. Hey, I think it was a few months back I had caught you, and you like, pulled my coattail, and you really got me thinking, and it's kind of, like, still for what you're saying right now. You asked a very, very important question that I asked myself. You said, is the bitch handling you or you handling her? You know?
Thank you.
If the bitch is handling you, then she gonna fuck with you how she thinks she's supposed to fuck with you, as opposed to her fuck with you the way you want to.
And that's
otherwise, hey, caller. Otherwise, if she's fucking with you the way you want her to, and it's going on over a period, well, you done caught her, and you can, you know, you ain't gotta marry her or none of that, but you see what's up. Yeah, this is my bitch. Now, what I'm saying, she done did this or that, blah, blah, blah. You guys ain't looked at each other and said, well, it's formal. We're together. But she doing shit for you, and some nigga fuck with her. Look, nigga, you got to check that nigga. You know, I ain't finna die for this bitch, but let me tell you something, man. I ain't finna let you fuck with her when she with me. And the nigga say, well, man, I seen her at the club the other night and woo, woo, woo. Now, at that point, you know, you can like, well, man, right now, leave the bitch alone. Whatever. But what I'm saying is, unless something like that happens, you don't supposed to even stand up for no bitch. You know, if the bitch is real with you, and you know she real, because you say, hey, look, you on your way over here, stop by and do this, woo, woo, woo. She did it, came over here, and you needed a ride, or you told her you coming at 7:30, and, you know, you get there, the bitch already standing outside waiting for you. I mean, all that kind of shit. That's your bitch.
Hell,
but any kind of other shit, I mean, giving you all the way to giving you pussy and talking about she loving you and shit. Man, that ain't your bitch. You don't know how many niggas she giving pussy to.
Hell yeah.
You got to give a bitch instructions, man.
Hey, come on. What you say? Come on. What's up, man?
I said you got to give a bitch some instructions, man.
No. Wait. Both of you guys, there's two people on. So I guess I should identify you. What's up, 832?
I fully understand what you mean by the shit you always say, but I remember you used to say like a year ago, I really didn't fully digest it, when you would say, man, fuck what that bitch got to think. Nigga, it's about what you're thinking. And, you know, my perception of that philosophy is, okay, why would you worry about what a bitch got to think? Because, you know, they change their mind all the time. Bitches are fickle. So, I mean...
Stop, man. You guys got to stop interpreting shit to dismiss a bitch. That's not what I was talking about when I said fuck what a bitch say. When I say fuck what a bitch say, that means no matter what the fuck she say, I'm finna come at her like this. This doesn't mean fuck what she's talking about, fuck what is on her mind. Because the bitch could have something on her mind that you got to address. And if you're talking about fuck it, you ain't finna have a bitch. It's not fuck what the bitch has to say.
The operative word is has to say. But what you're talking about is what I was meaning was fuck what a bitch say. Not fuck what she has to say. You got to deal with what she has to say. But mm-hmm. about what she say when you didn't heard it, fuck it if it ain't where you coming. Bitch, I do not, whatever. You know, however you deal with it. What I'm saying is yeah. you got to identify or let the browser see that you, you know, sympathetic with what her little problem is, you know, but, and then you go where you coming from, because at that point when you say but, fuck what you saying, bitch, because we used to have bitches say, oh, I'm bleeding, I have really bad ass periods. Oh, God damn, girl, you got bad periods? Yes, I've been having them all my life. Man, I know you be getting cramps and shit, huh? Yeah. Well, look, take your ass to the hospital and let them give you some. The bitch don't want to go to the hospital, and I'll tell her at that point, well, if you don't want to go to the hospital, you better get my goddamn money. I'm not tripping about your goddamn cramps and shit, because the only excuse you got is 4 or 5 hours sitting up in the hospital. Ain't no hoe gonna want to do that. A real hoe do not want to spend 4 hours in the hospital bullshitting about some kind of goddamn complaint. And if you have a bitch like that and you see she full of shit, that's an indication to show you should get rid of that bitch. Otherwise, what I'm saying is if you keep your mind on the game, everything that goes on, if you relate it to the game, you're going to be protected. Even in the scenario I was talking about, bitch playing with you, talking about, you know, her periods, I got cramps. What's wrong with your mouth, bitch? What's wrong with your hand? You know, whatever. You ain't not going to work. Now, if you so fucked up that you got to go to the hospital, now, shit, I don't want nothing happening to you, baby. I get into the Mac part, you know, at that point, baby, I don't want nothing happening to you. Daddy care about you. So let me take you to the hospital, and then I'm going to leave you there until you get done, and you just hit me when you're done. Oh, no, Daddy, that's all right. You know, I can handle it. No, bitch, I'm going to take you to the hospital. You already told me this 2-3 times. No, I can handle it, Daddy. I'm good. Are you sure? Yeah. You let that bitch out. That's the last time you're hearing about them cramps. Why? Because you got game. Why? Because you didn't say fuck what you saying, bitch. Do you see what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah, I got it. To a degree.
I want you to get it. I want you to get it, man. We on here kicking it. So tell me what can be cleared up to you.
Well, where I was coming from was, my thing is, I'm not trying to really travel with a bitch's thoughts, because they don't be everywhere. If I'm doing that, then I'm trying to adhere to their program as opposed to them adhering to my program.
Bro, what you just said makes hella sense. But do you think I was saying, or what I was saying, was telling you not to be that way?
Nah, you just gave me some clarity in another aspect, that's all. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Brother, what I'm trying to show you is why you don't catch, and why catching is going to be difficult for you. Because didn't I ask you to say what needs to be cleared? I didn't ask you to say what I already said in your own words, which is what you did. What I'm saying is I asked you what wasn't clear.
Oh, nothing. It was crystal clear. It was crystal clear.
So, okay, I'll accept that answer. So now one of you guys are making a hell bunch of noise, so let me take both of you off. I know it ain't you, but I'm taking both of you off. Now listen, all y'all. See, what I'm saying is it's like meticulous shit you got to do when you in my position. You cannot let somebody that's trusting themselves to you to ask you something personal about them and what they should do with it. You can't take that shit lightly. I don't. I'm going to try to make sure whatever is the answer that I'm thinking, not that it's right, but I'm going to give you this answer based on what I'm thinking should be done, and then we should kick it. You can tell me whatever the fuck you want to tell me about agreeing or disagreeing. But in the end, it's either going to be what you was asking about or not. And what I'm saying is, if the bitch say, well, what are you really asking me? You know, because what do you need cleared? You know, you tell her, I'm talking about, you know, I want a bitch to be down with me. She don't really know, and she say something to let you know she don't know. So you say, but that ain't what I'm talking about. And then the bitch say, well, what are you talking about? And you can't tell her what she needs clarity on? You just going to repeat what she already knows? Do you think you're going to catch that bitch? I'm coming at 832 and 786. This ain't no test or nothing. So I ain't trying to, you know, front you off. I'm kicking that, and we was talking, so I'm asking you.
You didn't give her no additive. You are, like you said,
additive.
You already told her some shit that she already know. You didn't really like extrapolate on nothing. So of course, nah, you ain't gonna catch her. Not doing no shit like that.
Now stop. Do you know what extrapolate means?
Yeah, man.
What does it mean?
Like to extend, man. You know?
No, it don't. Extrapolate means to take from what someone is saying and extrapolate to show them, correlate it to something else. So you extrapolate from this to make that.
Right.
It doesn't mean, okay, if that's what you were saying, that's not. But my point to both of you, you got to understand the point. You don't want to have to go through all this to talk to a bitch. You don't want to have to stop and explain all this goddamn shit because the bitch didn't really understand it. You supposed to know what you saying is powerful. So you also supposed to know every fucking question this goddamn bitch could possibly ask you. And as you're telling her what you're telling her, you're answering every fucking question she could have. And then what you're doing is putting her at ease. You're getting her to accept you. And the way you know she accepted is when she starts asking you about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Then you relax and you realize you have got this bitch attention, but you haven't caught her. Now you got to represent what you done said to get her attention. Which is a whole nother ball game.
That's like
playing for the championships. You done already won the pennant. Now you got to play for the championship. So now you got to show this bitch what you talking about, so that she can see the things or the points that you're making that you have already told her. So that she can say when she hear it again, oh, yeah, you did say this, woo, woo, woo. She's going to start confirming it. And all that does is make her drop her guards more. And as you do what you do, and as you say what you say, and you're paying attention to her, you're going to see that she's telling you what to say to her to catch her. So another way for you to understand, you never say fuck what the bitch has to say. But what she say, fuck that. Unless it's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? Get that bitch an opportunity to tell you how to catch her. And you care about that. That's what she has to say. But about she didn't say it. And it's something you ain't dealing with or you don't agree with, fuck what that bitch got to say. That's
absolutely
what I meant, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Both of y'all talking at the same time. 786. Hey, 786, you go.
Yeah, man, like how you were just saying, man. It's just like when a bitch tell you You know how a bitch always, you know, try to, you know, they require a lot of shit from a lot of niggas. Like if a nigga try to get some pussy and a bitch say, okay, before you get some pussy, you got to do this, that. You know what I'm saying? You like, man, bitch, I ain't trying to hear what you, I ain't trying to hear all that shit. You kill it. You know, it's like, fuck what she got to say.
Hey, 786, listen to this. This is how sharp I am. When the bitch say something that makes me think that she want me to do this or that to get the pussy, immediately, I start laughing. Girl, you got this twisted. Shit, you got to do something to make me want to give you some dick.
Yeah, you flip it.
Hey, if you can't make me want to fuck you, hurry up and get out.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Qualified.
And you know, hey, I'm talking about game. I'm talking about being able to think on the fly. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you don't need no goddamn Bible, not religious Bible, no book to tell you what you need to do. You need to be believing in yourself to the point to where whatever the fuck you think, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all the fuck. Hey, listen to this. Hey, both of y'all. Which one of you motherfuckers, let's say you say, okay, Rosebud, I really believe what you're saying. Which one of you motherfuckers are going to think to go rob a bank?
Not me.
Neither one of you. So, wait a minute. Which one of you are going to think to go kill people?
Not me.
None of us.
What I'm saying is, you know this about yourself, so why don't you trust what you think? Because what you think is really about you and your safety. It's not about being reckless. It's about having the confidence that what you think has covered all bases, all dangers, and this is what I end up with. And this is what you think. That's why it takes me like 1/1,000th of a second to answer any goddamn question any motherfucker asks me. Because I know what I think. I don't give a fuck if I do be wrong and they can show me, man, that's not right. Then I learn something. But you're not going to make me have to sit up and think about what I think. Shit.
that's a conceited in me, man.
Bitch,
that's
a, come
that's
on.
Yeah.
Come
hey,
on,
man. You said it best in the prior show.
Say what?
You know, I said you said it best in the prior show. That shit really hit home with something you said, and that was when you said there's something that nobody else can do like you and that are better than you, and that's know exactly what you have been in your life, what you have been through in your life, and what your desires are, and what you feel about what you're doing in life.
And that's true, because you have to trust what you've experienced to have shown you what you need to know to go through what you're going to go through. You can't be letting what you experience make you scared to go through shit or safely go through shit, because if you safely go through it, you ain't going to experience shit. There's a safe path. There's a safe path, doing what your mom and daddy said, you know, doing what society tells you to do, never having any questions about shit, you know, and living and dying. If you do that, okay. But if you ain't that kind of motherfucker, you know, whatever degree of motherfucker you are, you know, ain't that a bitch. Your life can be the same way as the average square. You don't believe nothing he believes, but believe, well, I ain't got what an average square got, because I'll be thinking all the time, man, you know, if I had worked a whole bunch of years, I could be sitting up here and waiting on the first, and I get my retirement. I get my retirement, all right. Hey, so I'm not saying, I'm not saying for you motherfuckers to not think like that. I think it's best you do think like that, because if you in the streets and no one kills you, you're going to live, which means each year you get older. 30 or 40 years of you having this good, you know, luck, and you'll see yourself being my age.
And if you didn't think like what I'm telling you to think, because none of my friends thought like this, because, you know, shit, man, we didn't think about tomorrow, because tomorrow ain't promised to us. You know, we in the streets, we don't want to die, but, you know, we willing to risk death. You know, nigga kill you by the bitch, all kind of goddamn shit. So whatever I got, I'm spending it, I'm going to live it. But even though you think like that, you find yourself being 65 years old. But before, you know, in the olden days, nobody really lived to be this age, you know, without being some kind of junkie or fucked up person. Hey, times change, and you do got to adjust to the times. And what you really need to adjust to is that it is a such thing as looking out for your future in this life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you got to – yeah, who is this?
Yeah, this 786, man. Hey, to spell on what you just said about, you know, looking out when you're 65 years old, do you think that's a street thing of not saving money, or maybe just, you know, us blacks, you know what I'm saying, as black folks?
It's no, it's not
like
black.
You're not really financial.
It's not black.
Go ahead, go ahead.
It's not – it's a street thing. When you're in the streets, you grow up knowing that your life is not subject to what the average person's like. If the average person is walking across the crosswalk and the light is red, then he get, you know, wrist running over, getting ran over. Shit like that is what happens to people that, you know, do things right. People that do what I did, man, you could be sitting in a restaurant and you just talking about you didn't knock this bitch off. You know, man, I call that nigga, man, that nigga. And the next thing you know, the nigga coming in and spray you. Or he got this to going on with somebody else, but he's spraying that nigga, but get you. What I'm saying is that don't scare us from being in the game. That shit happens in regular life too. But we magnify the chances of it happening, being in the lifestyle we're in. So, you know, so what? But what I'm saying is when you're in that lifestyle and you make it to the point I'm at, you realize how the things you thought was on point, because you could list a gang of motherfuckers that's dead in the gang, big pimping motherfuckers, some motherfucker. I remember $100 bill Mark. You know, Mark Zumal, great pimp. I mean, a hell of a brother. And the reason we called him $100 bills, if you ever seen him and he pulls out whatever watch, you couldn't see nothing but $100 bills. And whenever he fucking bought whatever it was, you had to give him change for the $100. Hey, you had to get this nigga change for the $100 bill. And let's say it was $110 and he gave up $100 bills. Shit, that motherfucker get them bitches to change. I don't fuck with that shit. And you know what? Listen, you know what? This nigga trying to have a bitch, and the bitch is married. And, you know, he asked us about, man, because he was talking about a pimp can't have any bitch. Pimp ain't posing, you know, refuse no bitch. Nigga, you crazy if you think that. You know, we kicked that goddamn shit. And then, sure enough, this nigga go, I think it was back to Arizona, and he in this bitch house. This bitch going through changes with her husband. So this nigga think he can sit up in there, and the husband come in there and kill his ass. When that happened, listen, when that shit happened, the motherfucking bitch ended up saying, you know, he was there, but, you know, he made it all kind of crazy ways. And the nigga dead, and here the bitch ready to fuck up somebody else's life. Shit, come on, man. You know,
it happens.
You got to, live through this shit to know this shit and believe this shit. I'm not talking. I know motherfuckers that didn't got their eyes bitches on the goddamn track. You know, steal some money, come home talking about, goddamn, it's cold as fuck out there, daddy. You know, I just got this 4,000. I'm finna go back and get some money. The nigga said, baby, go get it. Bitch, get shot in the eye. Her whole fucking eye fucked up, gone. And the motherfucker blaming himself. Man, if I would have told him to just stay, nigga, please. The game is this. What you do is get that bitch comfort. And, you know, we kicked it. We was in Louisiana. No, we was in Oklahoma. And I tell this nigga, man, just, you know, do what you can. So me, the nigga, we go over to the girl's mama house, and we tell her what happened. And her mama said, you know what, I'm glad you was a man about yours. You know, man, we couldn't believe this. We thought she was going to want to kill us. She said, I'm glad you was a man about yours. I told my girl she was too bold. You know, she was just too bold. And you know what that nigga did? That nigga bought her a new eye. That nigga got her reconstructive surgery. That nigga did all kind of shit for that bitch. Because that nigga, the game is a motherfucker. It's true to you. You got to go through shit. What I'm saying is, one of you niggas have a bitch to go through that, man, as soon as you can get away from that bitch, you know you gone. You know you ain't going to put forth the effort to do what's necessary, which is take care of that bitch. You know, you're going to be thinking you a punk. You're going to be thinking, oh, this nigga know how this bitch paid him, and if the bitch could do it right now, she would. So who is he to say fuck her? Because the game will make you suffer when you do shit like that. And if you don't believe in the game, when you don't believe in this shit, hey, brothers, I still got you guys on. I didn't got to run in my...
Yeah, I'm here.
I know both of y'all here, man. But do you have anything else to say?
It sounds like that not only was it game in between him and that dame, there was also some love there, too. That's what it sounds
like. Period. Period is love of the game, which makes you love the participants. So, what I'm saying, if y'all ain't got nothing to say, I'm going to just go ahead on with the show. I'm going to put y'all back in.
I'm about to show.
So, hey, you know it. Hey, both of y'all. Hey, youngster. I don't know about 786. You know, I can't tell from your voice, but you don't really sound that young. But, youngster, you sound young. 786, both of y'all had dope questions. And the shit sparked hella conversation from me, at least. I don't know what anybody else thought. But what I... wait a minute, 832. What you back on here for, man? Come on, man. You don't have to press one. Do you got something else to say?
Man, I'm 34 years old. I'm probably older than that other nigga that was on the line.
All right, man. All right, hold on. 786, the nigga say he older than you. Is he? You ain't got to say your age.
Nah, I'm going to say my age, man. I'm 33, man.
Yeah.
See, y'all both. Y'all both the same. Hey, 832, you young ass motherfucker. 34 is young as fuck.
Well,
hey, think about this. Hey, think about this, man. Think about this. I used to tell my daughter this. She used to want to wear lipstick, and I used to say, you can't wear no goddamn lipstick. You can't wear no goddamn fingernail polish. You know, she, daddy, you know, all her friends was doing it. And I told her, look, you little motherfucker, you need to understand. You're going to be a kid for maybe 14, maybe 15 years of your life. I doubt it. 13, 14, you're done being a kid. For the rest of your life, you're going to be an adult. And what I'm saying, bro, you 34, the other one 33. Think about 30 years from now, bro. You know it's a such thing as that. But
yeah.
I can think back 30 years. Let me say this. Hey, if either one of y'all thought back 30 years, could you remember anything? He was 3 and 4.
I remember coming up like that.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'm just saying, this is the beauty of what we doing, man. You know, you can take advantage of it by listening to me, take my bullshit, blah, blah, blah. But any kind of nugget coming out of it, you got to make it work for you. Sean, I seen you on here. I don't know if you're still on here. Let me see. Yeah, I see you, man.
Hey,
why you ain't
asking? Hey, bud. Yeah. Hey, I see your boy Sifu, man. They roasted him, man. Everything you were saying was the truth, man.
Hey, but listen to this. Did you know that I did an interview with him, and then I spoke to him one time on the phone? Those are the only two communications I had with him. And I thought everything that I said from those communications, two communications, and you see that they were true. Every guy, not they saying what I was saying, but they saying what they saying because of whatever is going on, but it's the same shit I was saying. And what I'm saying also is that bullshit he was saying about me, somebody would have confirmed that goddamn shit if it was true. Yeah, man, I was in Chicago. I remember, Bud, you did. Nigga, they would have confirmed it. But nobody confirmed it. And look at how much shit is going on to confirm what I was saying. I'm not saying they're confirming me. They having whatever trip they having with that motherfucker. But during the trip and the, whatever they saying is the same things I was saying. In point of fact, a minister have Christians following them and listening to them. A minister can reference the Bible to talk about some regular person shit and show the a religious benefit in it. But a motherfucker like me, I can't say or use the Bible in that regard because I would be totally abusing it. And anybody that listened to me saying that goddamn shit with the Bible is abusing the Bible. And I said that to that nigga on his show. You know, I told him, man, you and that Jimmy Starr motherfucker with that preacher bullshit, you niggas is frauds. You know, nobody really want to accept that you cannot do what these motherfuckers is doing. Everything is flawed. If you believe it, you believe it. You know, be it. If you believe in that, you know, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Believe in religion. Be whatever you want to be. But don't try to mix it up. It dilutes it. It dilutes religion, and it dilutes the game. So the nigga that's serious about the game, do what?
You can't miss the two. You shouldn't.
No, you can't. The nigga that's about the game is... Hey, what I'm saying, man, the reason is this or that, because that's what's going to happen when you fucking with one of these motherfuckers in the street. You know, you're going
right.
to either get your, you going to get your ass killed, or you going to live to keep on being in the street. And
right.
all
Can
this bullshit,
thing,
come on.
I needed to say one more thing. It sounds like to me in this situation, well, I was seeing how those niggas who follow Sinful, they was attacking you on Facebook, but in this situation...
Yeah.
It was experience overriding emotions. See, your experiences helped you see through that bullshit that he was kicking.
Yeah, of course, man. I'm not going to say maybe you said something that everybody else didn't know, but that's my whole point, man. They were talking about, well, man, why you ain't getting on there with him? He's live talking about you now. Man, I wish I would be emotional and get on to his shit. And talk about whatever. I'll do whatever I'm doing on my shit, and you see, I could give a fuck. And when I got done with it,
yeah.
I was done. Months later, it comes to the light. Because I am true.
Yeah.
I am the motherfucker that you can wait 10 years from now. You ain't getting no goddamn smear on me because I believe what I'm talking about. That's my entire point. I'm real. And let me tell you something. Some of you guys don't know this. Maybe you do. But Sinful ain't the first one I went through this with. Since I've been dealing with Facebook, and maybe eight dudes I didn't went through this with. Serious battles on Facebook. You know, that kind of battle. But what I'm saying is, it's not that I hate. It's that when you step outside the game and start saying some foul shit, and it comes to my page, man... I'm saying something. And that's how I met Sinful. He said some kind of shit, and it came to my page, and I didn't agree with it. And I said whatever, and then he explained it.
and we communicated through Facebook for a little while. And then he asked, could he interview me? And I said, yeah. And then he interviewed me. And then when he interviewed me, and let me tell you something about Simple. He screamed all this big pimp shit. He is talking this, that, and the other. And when that nigga Doobie died in Los Angeles, and for whatever reason, matter of fact, this after that is when this shit happened. But when that was going on, Central was talking about how he was going to beat her, man. This game is woo, woo, woo. You know, you got to respect this game. Woo, woo, you know. I don't go to funerals. I mean, maybe Shantae's or my daughter's, but I don't go. But I went there because of who that nigga represented. Doobie. And that nigga wasn't there. I lost respect for him. I lost respect for him, man. You know, and that's, you know, I might have provoked some of the shit with me and him because I had lost respect for him because of that. Nigga, how you going, you know, acknowledge what you acknowledge and then don't be there? So I knew he was a fraud, man. And I told Shantae, nigga, that nigga better not say nothing to me again, because if he do, I'm coming at that motherfucking nigga. And I told Shantae, nigga, don't you see that that motherfucker eyebrows is manicured?
Right. Right.
What kind of nigga manicure his eyebrows?
Man,
I went at Shantae like that. And the nigga, he laughed and shit. I said, nigga, you laughing, but I'm serious, man. Look at that nigga's eyebrows. He had motherfuckers plucking them.
Yeah.
Hey, like bitches, man. So, let's leave him alone. Let's leave him alone. I don't want to go through it, all that. But listen, y'all, I'm going to put y'all back in. You two motherfuckers, let me tell you something. Both of y'all hit my goddamn Ask Rosebud email. Put your fucking area code in the first three digits in your email so I can know you the right motherfucker. But I got something for you, too, because I love this shit we was talking about, man. Hey, youngster, 832. Both of y'all youngsters. Well, neither one of you youngsters. Y'all just sound young. Hey, I love this shit y'all was kicking, man. Hey, but 832, you got to always be serious like you showed about what you think. But because you think it, don't block information out. You was guilty of that, but you did accept it in the end. So you're not guilty. But initially you were. In 786, you know, I'm just saying, man, yeah. If you really believe it, you know, it's about really believing it. Period. You don't need too much more than that as far as I'm concerned.
For sure.
I'm putting y'all back in. Hey, I love this shit. This is what I do because it's really, really important to me for you to realize I'm hungry right now. I'm fucking hungry. Man, some motherfucking bitch come past me right now. I'm finna fuck with her. I'm finna get at her. I mean, listen, I can't catch her because if I do, I'm just gonna have to back off because I'm married. But that don't stop me from putting my work in. I'm going to put my work in, period. I'm going to just do it. And being like that, it makes, if I ever did get single, it just makes me more ready to be single. That's all. And, it, you know, I'm 65. And, you know, I just have a lot to think about. What I want to be more important to me at this point is what I can do for you. I swear to God, I'm serious. What I could do for you, I want to be prevalent. And if you want to fuck with me, get my male confidence. Once you get it, you can get into SWU. And then personally, daily, you're going to be dealing with me, learning the intricacies of what you thought you learned when you bought the course. But without the course, you can't even get into school. So what I'm saying is there's a way to do all of it. Okay, there is a tuition that includes the course if you want to pay that. What I'm saying is you can do that, or you can piece up on the whatever the hell you want to do. I just know that what we do and what I'm about is progressive. Okay, 347, I just saw you. What's happening, man?
Yeah, man. While you was on the topic about you, you know, getting that bitches, man, what happened to that bitch, man, that you met on a train a long time ago? You was going somewhere. You said you met her on a train. You gave her a coupon. You remember that?
Yeah. I told her that this was the biggest tip or some shit of her life. But listen,
that was
an older broad. She never called me. And for about 2 or 3 days, I thought about, man, what's up with that bitch? But after a while, man, fuck, she didn't call. I mean, of course, it's a big thing to me because I did it like that. And that's what I'm talking about, little victories. It doesn't matter that goddamn bitch didn't call. She didn't look like a goddamn fool, but she must have been a damn fool. She didn't know who she was fucking with. That's how I think. That's how I think. So this crazy ass motherfucker had me talking to her for whatever amount of time. Man, I think like that, man. And then whenever, let's say we was on the train, then we get wherever I got, I wouldn't have never thought of her again until now when you asked me about that goddamn bitch. Hey,
okay,
y'all,
man,
unless
yeah.
you got the is that you got anything else, man?
Nah, that's it, man. Great show, bud.
Thank you, bro. Hey, you guys, if there's one, okay, goddammit, 323, you motherfucker, I see you. Come on, what's up?
Hey, man, Rosebud, like, what are some ways I can see if my shit got game in it, man? Because I'd be out here, like, approaching bitches. It's like
Hold up. You sound like what that nigga, I've been talking to you before. Who is this?
I was about to get you that. Like, it's like my second, third time calling about the same issue. Like, I'm hollering at these bitches. They ain't biting. Like, and I'm like, fuck, like, what's going on with my shit? Like, it's my game.
No, stop. What you can see right now is that your shit ain't got no game in it. So you asked in the wrong question. The question you should be asking is, how can I get some game? But you don't want to ask that because, hey, you don't want to ask that because that's putting you on Front Street. And you'd rather keep faking and running around talking that weak-ass shit you talking, seeing a damn bitch jumping on it, and you just ain't going to be real and say, man, how can I get some games? So what's up with you, man?
Well, how can I get some game? Because when I'm in a field hunting and I'm approaching these pictures, I talk to them, but it don't end the way I want it to end, basically. Like,
Man, when you go up to talk to a bitch, what's your plan?
My plan is to leave with the bitch or at least, like, see, like, how far I can get with the bitch if she's telling me or not.
How do you know if you're making progress?
Basically, if I tell the bitch, like, if I move the bitch, like, hey, let's go, like,
That's why you don't catch. You go from talking to the bitch to moving the bitch. Check it out, man. The reason you don't catch, since you slow and you took the short bus, is because you ain't got no confidence in your motherfucking self. All you got is confidence in the fake shit that you heard, and you want to make yourself believe that you do. And if that's what you want to do, I can't stop you. But I can tell from listening.
Rose,
I don't want to hear you.
I be out here. I approach like a motherfucker, man.
I don't care what you do. You could do exactly what you saying. But if you ain't saying shit, what good does it do for you to approach? It's like a motherfucker whose breath stinks. And he running from the reason women turn away and run from. Man, I'll be approaching bitches like a motherfucker, man. I can't understand. Nigga, your breath stink.
Because literally, one time you told me it's on-the-job training, so I'm trying to, like, get some experience and shit. Like, But it's like,
hey man, listen to me. Listen to me, man. You can make every excuse in the world, but miss me with the shit. I done gave you action. You done said what the fuck you had to say. Now you want to keep explaining why you want to keep being a sucker? Go ahead on, man. Be a sucker. It's good for you. It ain't good for me. The motherfuckers don't want to be a sucker. Fuck with me, because they know I'm telling them some real shit. And if you don't want to do that, because you, you know, like I said, took the short bus and you can't see that I'm real and I'm what the fuck you need, then that's on you.
I know you will, Rose, but like, what I want to know is, like, did you...
What you want to know is how to make the money so that you can buy this shit. So you saying and all that bullshit you talking is just so you can not say, I can't afford it, Rosebud. I already know that's what's going on with you. So, man, come on. Say it. Get your ass off the phone. Because I don't hear the weak shit you talking. You talking weak shit, man.
Did you have any dry stuff back in your days? Like any dry stuff, like when you were like months or weeks.
Do you see how stupid what you said is? If you know anything about me, I went a year and a half without catching another bitch. Working hard as a motherfucker, watching niggas around me catch every day.
All right, man. Well, I good looking. Like, I just want to know that, though. Like, so this happened to the great.
No. Listen, let me tell you something. You do whatever you want to do. But let me tell you something. See, this is what's wrong with you guys. All you want to do is fake. You don't want to be real. You don't have any inkling to be real. You just want to fake. You want to get on here, sound like you really asking something, but you not. Because I gave you the answer, and all you talking about is, all right, you know, woo. That's just show me, man. You full of shit. I ain't mad at you, man. I'm just trying to explain how you can see where you're at if a motherfucker is looking. A bitch can see it. Some stupid 18, 19-year-old bitch can see that you scary as a motherfucker because you ain't got no backbone in what you believe. What you believe is something some other motherfucker said that sounds slick to you, so you going to accept it as your belief. That's on you if you want to live like that, man. I don't want to live like that. I don't want nobody that fuck with me to live like that, and I don't think that's a good way to live. And with that, I'm gone.